The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I don't know if many of you guys are aware of this, but today is National Beer Day. So there's a bunch of different ways to celebrate National Beer Day. All right. And we're going to be talking about health benefits of beer. Apparently there is a lot of health benefits of beer, and I'm sure many of you have claimed that the 6-packs and the 12-packs and the cases you've been drinking help you, but there actually may be some truth to that, so we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how the DEA is planning to make an announcement before July if they are going to downgrade marijuana from a Schedule Class drug, Schedule 1 class. We talked a little bit about this yesterday, how Schedule 1 classes are really, really abusive, pretty bad drugs like heroin, LSD. And so we'll talk about the other classes, and you and I decide which class we think marijuana would be more a better fit. All right, a lot of us are trying to avoid high-fat diets. Now we're being told that women taking in a high-fat dairy diet lowered their risk of obesity and lowered the risk of diabetes. Why are we starting to get all these studies saying higher fat diets help you lose weight? We'll talk about that. Then an apple a day keeps the doctor away. I really couldn't stand that, you know, because people are like, Donnie, I'm eating apples, so I don't have to see you. I'm like, the hell you don't. You have to see me. Of course you do. You know what? Maybe true. Study came out that if you guys eat fresh fruit, could lower your risk of heart attack and stroke by a third, pretty big percentage. So we'll talk about that. Coffee may be able to speed up cognitive reaction time in elderly patients. Basically, coffee can wake up, you know, somebody. Duh, I know. That's almost no duh studies. But if it could help people that have dementia, can you imagine a very inexpensive treatment that involves giving them caffeine? I mean, assuming their hearts are good. So that could be pretty useful. So we got a lot more to talk about. I'm very, very happy. I got a new computer here. I'm just trying to navigate because I got to look up and then I got to look down and then I got to look up and I got to look down. So you're going to hear my head bob around a lot, but I'm not bobbing enough too much to be able to take your calls, your questions, your comments. I had to transition that somehow at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I performed my very first lecture at Troy University to the students, and I didn't do the baby doctor, mommy doctor thing. I didn't think they were up for that. I didn't want that. I didn't think the students, because why? You know, they're 25-year-olds, 30-year-olds, you know, in the class. You know, they don't want to be told that I'm their mommy now. Did I act like their mommy? Oh, yeah, I babied them. Actually, I was kind of rough with them. You know, I said a few things that were funny. Okay, you know, and then when I was talking about something serious, you saw a couple guys in the back of the class laughing. And they had their laptops, you know, they're obviously looking at the laptops. And I'm like, wait, I didn't say anything funny, which means you're looking at something on the laptop that you shouldn't when I'm trying to lecture. Who, me? Yeah, you. No, not me. Yeah, put the laptop down. So, yeah, I did have to yell at people. I like that. And it was good. I really think I scared them. I really think I did. But, the one thing that I stressed with them that I want to stress with you all, whether you, you know, are, and we've talked about this, whether you're applying for a job or whether you're, you know, being a medical provider, whether you're being a teacher, et cetera. And, I'll just make this quick before we move on to medical news, because I know you guys all care about the beer. is just realize that every second is precious. Every second of airtime is precious. Every second of your time with your student, your time with your patient. So don't waste it on stupid stuff. And I see so much wasted opportunities. I just see so much of that. And it's just a little preparation. You know, so I told the students, I go, you know, you sit there, you come in, and then you wash your hands, and then you're like, okay, well, where's the paper towel? And, you know, and then you're trying to find the stethoscope, and you're losing valuable time with that patient to tell them things that could help them save their life. Don't be wasting time. Don't be turning your back on them to wash your hands. Wash your hands while talking in front of them. You know, that's a very good technique, by the way. If you guys ever want to bond, you wash your hands next to somebody. And I'm not talking just wash your hands in the sink. Stop for a second and lather your hands up with soap while you guys are talking. And there's something so, and I know you guys are thinking you're starting to cringe, but try that, okay? You're trying to talk to somebody, and you just stop for a second while you're kind of working the soap in your hands, and you're thinking, you know, that's a good idea. Then you wash it off the one you while you're drying your hands. Yeah, and you know, turning your back on somebody when you're washing your hands, and then, you know, turn the sink off and leaving, versus actually stopping and while you're washing your hands, like the patient, I used to do that all the time. Where I would sit there and dry my hands in front of the patient, or wash my hands in front of the patient and sit there and talk. Have you guys ever taken a shower with anybody? It's really intimate. And, try it. And so, when you do that, when you wash your hands with somebody, you are allowing some intimacy. Nothing sexual, nothing like that, but you're like, that means you guys are on the same level. Yeah, that's a big problem I have with a lot of doctors. They act like they're above us all. And I mean, I'm a doctor too, and I'm like, excuse me, you know, can I answer some questions? No. Yeah, I mean, I've been talked down to by other doctors, and I can't stand it. I mean, we are all in the same boat. We're all people. Right? I mean, we're not, you know, no one's supposed to be better than anyone else. And so I think when you do that, when you wash your hands, you know, with some, you know, next to somebody and you just kind of dry your hands or, you know, I don't know. It just shows, maybe you guys know the words I'm trying to say, but it just allows some intimacy, and I think it's pretty damn cool. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. When we come back, I also want to talk about, this is very, very interesting. There is a suit that they have devised. It's a computer-controlled exoskeleton that could be remotely manipulated to make you feel like you are 85 years old. I wouldn't spend money on tickets for this one, but it's cool nonetheless. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
All right, guys. Sorry, I'm having some issues with my volume. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. You know how my computer would always just shout out volume? What we did is we took off the speakers. So that, yeah, that worked there. Now I don't have to, you know, have you guys hear some of the videos I'm watching. Decent videos I'm watching. The only problem is now I don't know what's going on. I can't hear my engineer. But that's all right. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Some of you left messages on the answer line. Many of you were disturbed by, it was, I believe, a rapper who had called for Sarah Palin to be raped by a bunch of the burliest black men. Although she used unfortunate racial slurs. We got your comments right now. Let's go ahead and play those. 1-877-DOCDALLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Hi. Hey. Oh, okay. Never mind. We'll go on. All right. Sorry, guys. I have computer issues. Okay. You know what? You guys are interested in Beer Day. Let's get to that. Happy Beer Day, guys. Woohoo! All right. Apparently, there's supposed to be a lot of deals out there. There are, I guess, specials on beer. And I really don't like advocating drinking beer. I think it makes you bloated. I think, to me, it raises your blood sugar. I think it makes you gain weight. I think it hurts your liver. So I'm not a big fan. And a lot of you guys are all celebrating, and some of the reason why you're celebrating is there was a medical article that came out talking about how beer is actually, there's lots of medical articles that have come out talking about how beer can actually be healthy for you. So many of you are like, okay, well, you know, let's do this. Let's go visit a brewery as a field trip today. If that's what you guys want to do. I mean, I do need to come up with field trips with the students. So maybe I will take them on a field trip to a brewery. That's not bad. According to Bustle.com, they suggest, why don't you figure out your favorite beer and cheese pairings? Is that what guys do? They figure out which beer and which cheese they like to pair together. I'm not very good with alcohol and pairing. Like, if I go to a fancy restaurant and they're like, would you like wine with that? I'm like, no, I really don't. I just want to eat my steak. Yeah, but it's steak tastes better with wine. No, it doesn't. Get the wine out of here. Let me just eat my steak and leave me alone. But, ma'am, this is a pairing. Pair this. Okay, so I'm not one for pairing. So let's take a look and see what sort of health benefits are out there with beer. Okay, so there was one study conducted in Italy, the Fondazione de Ricerca e Cura. Sorry, I can't sound Italian. It's very sexy, though. And it looked at 200,000 subjects, and they found that people who drank a pint of beer had a 31% reduced chance of heart disease. And they think it's because the beer's natural antioxidants, the phenols, help lower the heart disease. However, the study also showed that if you drank a slew of beer, then it would increase your heart disease. So there you go. Okay, so don't get all excited. But maybe a pint of beer. Okay? All right, next. Another study says it could help against Alzheimer's disease. Apparently, researchers at Loyola University Chicago Stritch School of Medicine analyzed several studies and came to the conclusion that moderate beer drinkers were, get this, 23% less likely to develop different forms of dementia, cognitive impairment, including Alzheimer's. Why? They think it's the silicon content. This is coming from lifehack.org, but I've read this. I think we covered this on my show, how we have the potential to cure Alzheimer's if we get everybody to drink beer. Remember when that study came out? I don't like beer, so I'm already, you know, in trouble. But they say the silicon content may protect the brain from the harmful effects of the high amounts of aluminum in the body. That's pretty cool. Next, they say beer could help, get this, lower your risk of diabetes. Not raise your risk of diabetes, like most alcohol, but lower your risk of diabetes. There was a study out of Harvard. 38,000 middle-aged men, those who drank 1 to 2 beers a day, had a 25% reduction in the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Why? They say the alcohol content in beer increases insulin sensitivity, which will then turn around and help diabetes. And they say, get this, beer is a good source of soluble fiber. Do you guys poop more when you drink beer? Well, that could explain why you, why with beer you get, you know, kind of gassy a lot. All right. Now, I suffer from kidney stones. In fact, I think I'm passing one now. I'm hurting. I don't understand what is wrong with me. Man, I really hope I'm not passing a kidney stone. Anyway, okay. So I'm having a little bit of a tummy ache here. Have any of you guys ever had a kidney stone? Oh, it really, really stinks. You think you are going to die when you pass the kidney stone, especially when you don't know what the heck is going on. It is not fun. Anyway, there was a study conducted in Finland, and it said that moderate daily consumption of beer could help reduce the risk of kidney stones by 40%. They said, why? Well, because the beer has high water content, 93%. So, you know how to prevent kidney stones, you're supposed to drink a lot of water? Well, they think the beer will flush the components, like the calcium oxalate or the uric acid, the cysteine, out of the kidneys so that your kidneys can still work. They also say that it helps slow the release of calcium from the bones, so that prevents buildup of the calcium in the kidneys that make kidney stones. And the number one, the most common type of kidney stone is the calcium kidney stone. Next, they say beer. For those of you joining us, we're talking about, it's National Beer Day. Woohoo! So I don't even like beer. You know, National Mojito Day, then I got something to celebrate. But this is National Beer Day. So we're talking about the health benefits of beer. Next, they say it can help minimize risk of cancer. Why? It has xanthohumol. This is going to be on your test later, guys. Xanthohumol is supposed to have anti-cancer properties. I don't know much about it. Apparently, they did a study where they looked at prostate cancer with men, and it reduced the chances of breast cancer in women. Blows my mind, but that's what they came up with. All right, now, many times we tell you guys to avoid alcohol because it'll raise your risk of diabetes or raise your risk of high cholesterol. Well, in the previous study, they said, nope, can lower your risk of diabetes. Now it's saying it could also reduce your cholesterol levels. Apparently, moderate beer consumption, because of the barley that's used in brewing a beer, contains the soluble fiber again. So not only do you do really good poops, but it also lowers cholesterol levels. Apparently, the type of soluble fiber it has are called beta-glucans, and these beta-glucans help lower cholesterol levels. Again, I couldn't tell you, I'm not a beer drinker. Next, they say for those of you who drink beer, it helps manage your blood pressure. Here's another study out of Harvard, and they found that women aged 25 to 40 who drank beer moderately were significantly less likely to develop high blood pressure compared to women who are more wine and other alcoholic beverage drinkers. I don't know about that. It's a lot to take in. I think it raises blood pressure, but that's just me. Get this. They say if you're a beer drinker, it helps strengthen bones. Why? Again, the levels of silicon. Silicon is linked to bone health. Yeah, like Silicon Valley, exactly. One study conducted at Tufts in 2009 established that older individuals who drank one or two glasses of beer a day had higher bone density. Now that's cool, so tell grandma and grandpa to load up on some beer, and then what ends up happening is they get less osteoporosis, and with less osteoporosis, they hopefully get less chance of bone fractures and hip fractures. But the study also found that consuming more than two drinks a day increased your risk of bone fractures. So you need to it has to be just right. You got to do either one to two drinks or just don't do it at all. Otherwise, grandma or grandpa are going to trip and fall and break the bone. Now, this is very interesting. And now I have a pop-up. It could treat dandruff. This I've never heard of, but this is cool. Some of you guys probably know about it. They say the beer has high yeast and vitamin B content. So they say if you rinse your hair with a bottle of beer 2 to 3 times a week, it'll get rid of the dandruff and make your hair extra soft and shiny. I am so going to try that. And I don't mind the smell of beer. You know, I mean, I worked in a bar. I waited tables and stuff. I mean, I kind of like the beer smell. The problem is I don't want to get fired from my new job because I stink of alcohol. But that's really interesting. Washing your hair in beer can help treat dandruff. That's really obviously the coolest medicine out there, where you can take something from the cupboard or something from the kitchen and find a medicinal application for it. And you don't have to use your Obamacare insurance. You don't have to pay out the yin-yang at the pharmacy. That's cool. Now, okay, so to recap, beer, not wine, beer can reduce heart attack, and now, finally, it also says stroke. Apparently, the American Stroke Association says, yep, it can lower your risk by 50%. Whew, 1-877-DOCTELLY, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm. with Principal Office in Houston, Texas. Is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad? This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day. Once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, let's get to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, Dr. Dolly. My name is April. I was listening to you just a few minutes ago on my way home, and I just wanted to call and tell you thank you for expressing how we are all humans and we are just, regardless of politics and regardless of, you know, race and religion, really regardless of anything, when it gets down to it, we are all humans, and to wish any kind of harm or death or anything on each other is wrong, because we are human and we are all in this together. So I just wanted to express my gratitude for you for saying that, because a lot of people have lost sight of that. So it's nice to hear you say that, and I hope that more people will agree and get onto the same quote-unquote bandwagon, if you will, and we can all live as one regardless of anything else. So thank you very much. I hope you have a lovely night, and I will be tuning in to you more often. Okay, bye-bye.
I appreciate you leaving the message.
Hi,
I was talking about Azalea Banks yesterday. I kind of went off because she urged, I guess on Twitter, that Sarah Palin get gang raped in a very racial tweet that she put out there. And, you know, I just notice just every day, whether it's in a grocery store, whether it's out on the road, there's a very, I don't want to use the word violent, but you know, many of you guys out there are just complete jerks and gals, just complete jerks. And, you know, I don't want this to be a, you know, I like to teach the world to sing. I'm not expecting everybody to hold hands and sing the Coca-Cola song. All right. I mean, I understand there has to be, you know, conflict, and I understand that, you know, wars have to happen, and, you know, we need to, you know, have people realize that, you know, America is not one to mess with, but we as Americans, I think we do a real, real crappy job. Taking care of each other. This selfish, every person for themselves, advocating rape because you don't like, what the person, you know, says from a political standpoint. We're really getting kind of stupid. Okay. Just, and I don't know what we need to do to fix this. It's going to get worse. This election is going to get worse. Now I guess Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton are now going after each other. And we know in politics it gets mean. But boy, is Bernie all worked up. And apparently they're going back and forth as to who's qualified to be president. Okay, first of all, I don't know who of everybody we've seen would have been the most qualified. I kind of like Scott Walker. I mean, but, you know, he's already out. So, I the people now that become presidents, and I think many of us, the older we are, you know, it used to be, ooh, Ronald Reagan, wow. Ooh, President Clinton, you know, and you would revere them and you would look up to them and, you know, they were like stars, you know, and now, you know, you see these people as, you know, everyday people that the luck of the draw, they get to navigate through the system and then they get to be up there on the pulpit. Does Hillary Clinton really deserve to be president? Does Bernie Sanders, does Donald Trump, does Ted Cruz? You know, I mean, who would make a good president? I personally really would like to see somebody up there with some military experience. You know, when everybody says, you know, who deserves to run this country? Okay, what are deserving factors, qualifying factors? Well, to me, the first thing is, you know, putting your life on the line for your country. I mean, you know, if you were willing to die for your country, to me, that's pretty impressive. And you'd probably have my vote, Democrat or Republican, that you had gone out there, you put your life on the line, whether it was Vietnam, whether it was Gulf War, you know, that would impress the heck out of me. I mean, in Israel, you can't hold an office without serving the military. In fact, everybody has to serve the military. Everybody has to serve their country, which is pretty admirable. And, you know, maybe it makes a stronger sense of unity. So, to me, before we even discuss who deserves to be president, I would say make sure somebody has some sort of military experience so that they know what to do in times of war. All right, then, all right, we have issues with national security. Okay, well, how many of us would have experience in national security? Okay, well, then, you know, you look to see people in the government who worked on our national security. And you take a look and you see, you know, what people have accomplished and what they completely failed at. And if somebody completely failed at protecting our Americans after we had multiple warnings, okay, then that person probably, I'm not mentioning any names, probably isn't the best person for the job from a national security standpoint. And when you have somebody else, you know, who he has great ideas and not a lot of experience, make sure those ideas are palatable and practical. I hope Donald Trump does, you know, build the wall and make another country pay for it. That'd be very, very entertaining. You know, I mean, all the power to him. But if he's just blowing smoke just to get elected, that's going to really infuriate us. And then next, economy. Which of all the candidates seem to really, really know how to fix an economy? Okay, well, you know, you look at Carly Fiorina. Well, she was CEO of a company. Well, just because you're CEO, you know, does that mean you really know how to deal with money? I mean, I'm CEO of the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. It is so defunct, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Very, very defunct. But I'm CEO. All right, and I obviously Hewlett Packard, much bigger company. Donald Trump. I mean, he knows how to make money. He does know how to make money. He does understand business. Doesn't mean he's completely qualified. He's going to be the one to prevent us from going into another recession. I don't know. Bernie, Hillary, they all have nice ideas, but I mean, are they qualified? So when you look at safety, when you look at immigration and security, when you look at military experience, next thing you look at is, okay, well, you know, who really understands that we're a republic and who really understands our Constitution? I don't know. All right, maybe give them a test. Why don't we have anybody who wants to run for office sit down and take a test? No PR people, no assistants, no first mates in the room. Just everybody sit down and take a test. You know, I mean, when I was given the job at Toro University to teach, and there were aspects that they wanted me to teach, I studied up so that when I interviewed for the job, I looked like I know what I was doing. Now, many of you are like, well, you know, you heard them in the debate. You know, they know what's going on in Iraq, and they know what's going on in Afghanistan, and they know what's going on with ISIS and all that. Take a test. I want to know that they know. I don't want to think that they have to rely on everybody. I want to know that our president knows what the heck is going on, and they know our Constitution. Right, can they do that? Do they know the capitals of the states? Okay. Do they know all our territories? Do they understand the significance of our foreign allies? Do they? Do they understand what Israel does for us? Do they understand what I'm not going to name all the countries, but you know what? What other countries do for us? Do they understand what our foreign allies do? And have an awareness. They don't have to say that they're going to support them or whatever. Just, you know, can we just get a objective? They can even be true or false. Okay, we'll give them true or false. And then whoever gets the highest score on that, I would probably consider as president. So to me, it takes all of those. I just hope we can get through this election season without embarrassing ourselves any more than we've embarrassed ourselves. Okay? I mean, look at our top picks. Hillary, Bernie, Trump. Which one are other countries going to be the most fearful of? Probably Trump. Because we want them to not mess with us. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we were talking about how the DEA, now under a lot of pressure, is considering downgrading marijuana from a Schedule 1 class drug. Now, we talked about this yesterday. And I'll just quickly go through what Schedule 1, 2, 3, 4 is. But basically, the FDA has to oversee the drugs, right? And in 1970, the FDA, but just only 1970, so really not that far back, I was still an egg in my mom's tummy, but I came out in a world where we had FDA, we had drug classifications. And the FDA released the following schedules under the Controlled Substance Act. Now, what these schedules do is they organize drugs into groups based on risk of abuse or harm. So the higher the risk, the lower the number. Okay? And so marijuana has been in the quote-unquote most dangerous of all the classes. So, let's say, okay, they are, here we go, LSD, I think, is in the same class, heroin. It has a lack of accepted safety for use under medical supervision and a high potential for abuse. These are the Schedule 1 controlled substances. So you look at that and you go, well, I can understand how, you know, they hadn't really had any data on accepted safety from a medicinal standpoint for marijuana back in the 1970s and 80s. And a high potential for abuse. So LSD, ecstasy is a part of this, heroin. So marijuana has been in the Schedule 1 controlled substances for as long as I can remember. Now, if it gets downgraded, I guess they promised to have a decision before the half of the year. So basically, they could just say by June 30th, they're going to have a decision. If they do downgrade it from this very high Schedule 1 class, that now opens up a slew of opportunity for more research, for legalization. I mean, look at how chaotic this is. You have some states legalizing it. You have some states saying, yeah, you can do it for medical use, but it's not legal. But you have the federal government saying, no, it's illegal. So what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to think? And I do like the fact that it's state level, and I like the fact that states, if they don't want to legalize it, can. But in the meantime, we have so much confusion in the medical industry as to what are we doing with it. Okay? I mean, are we allowed to research it? Is it really helping? I mean, we got to really research the heck out of this before we have any more articles come out saying, yes, you could use it for epilepsy. I mean, we need to really, really know. Okay? Because if we're wrong, you know, we haven't studied it for as long as we could. I mean, mind you, marijuana could maybe help with an epileptic seizure. Okay? But will it in the long run be worse for you? Could it in the long run make you more susceptible to seizures? What if the medicine, and again, these are things scientists have to think about. What if marijuana can calm down a seizure or prevent you during a hyper excitable state, let's say. But then when it wears off, your body's like, wait a second, where's the marijuana? And now you're going to be more prone to seizures. Have they studied that, the rebound to it? You know, this is why we really need to figure these, you know, we really need to figure out where marijuana has a place in medicine. And we need to do it fast. Because as we doctors are being constantly admonished, right, warned or criticized for our controlled substance prescriptions for narcotics, and we're starting to tell people, sorry, I'm not going to write you any more pain pills, or I'm not going to write you any more anxiety medicines, you're going to get addicted, where are people going to turn to? Marijuana. So we need to know that what you're on and what we're treating you with really helps, and it's not going to unfortunately force you to be more addicted to it or dependent on it, so then you don't get the pathology. Yeah, again, this has to be studied. So, if it got downgraded, how far would it downgrade? My guess is they may downgrade it slowly. So, a Schedule 2 class, they still have a high potential for abuse. We still don't mess around with this. It could still lead to severe psychological or physical dependence, according to their guidelines. But these include Dilaudid, methadone, Demerol, OxyContin, Percocet, fentanyl, opium, morphine, and it also includes the stimulants, like for ADD, Ritalin, Adderall. So, you know, some of you are like, well, wait a second here. Okay, you know, we prescribe Adderall all the time. That's not a problem. It's still a Schedule 2. You know, we're not supposed to call in prescriptions for Schedule 2s. We really are supposed to have you come in. We do an exam and we give you a prescription. No refills, nothing. It you know, getting your ADD medicines are getting more and more difficult to get. Getting Percocet is more difficult. OxyContin, Schedule II drugs, still difficult to get, but you could get them. You could walk into an urgent care, or, well, I mean, you could. I don't know. Now they're starting to see more rules. I'm hearing some ERs won't even give Schedule II like Percocet. They'll give you a Schedule III like Vicodin. But, you know, you could still walk into a doctor's office and go, hi, I want a prescription for some pain medicine. They give you the Percocet, or they give you, let's say, your ADD medicine, and now they could give you a marijuana prescription. So if it gets knocked down to a Schedule II, still in a highly addictive class, but not as restrictive as a Schedule I. You can't go anywhere in the United States and get prescribed a Schedule I drug. However, they are now studying LSD and ecstasy on depression, severe depression, and psychiatric patients. So maybe we'll see those knocked down too, eventually. Not that I agree with that. Schedule III drugs. Schedule III drugs still can be abused, but they are in the category of moderate to low physical dependence. So your Schedule III drugs include like your Vicodin. Even though I think Vicodin is more highly abused than Percocet. Why? Because it's easier to get. And, you know, from a personal standpoint, I've had surgery. And when I've had surgery, I had been given, for one of my surgeries, when I had a tumor on the ovary, I was given Vicodin. When I had a breast cancer scare and a biopsy on the breast, they gave me Percocet. That Percocet did nothing. I mean, it made me feel a little psychedelic. It was just, it was weird, and I liked the ibuprofen more. The Vicodin, a lot of people prefer more for pain. So it's very interesting how more people will prefer Vicodin over Percocet, and it seems to be more abused because more of those prescriptions are given. And being a Schedule III, it's easier to write. Another medicine in a class is Tylenol with codeine. Well, Tylenol with codeine seems to be a little easier to get than a Percocet. That's your Schedule III. I'm wondering if they may, if they do knock down marijuana, if they knock it down to a Schedule III and put in the same class as Vicodin. By the way, some of you guys taking Depo-Testosterone, the anabolic steroids, Depo-Testosterone is also considered a Schedule III. Then you got the Schedule IV. Schedule IV have low potential for abuse, but they're still a controlled substance. And still there are, I believe there's a lot of abuse of it, but it doesn't seem to, according to the DEA, be as serious as the other drugs like heroin and Percocet and Vicodin. But your Schedule IV includes your Xanax, your Valium, your Soma, your Restoril, your Versed, your Klonopin. Those are those medications. Very interesting because a lot of ERs, they won't write you Soma anymore. So, and that's a Schedule IV drug. So that means less controlled on the control list. And then you have your Schedule V. Your Schedule V drugs have very low potential for abuse, like some cough syrups that may have some codeine, Robitussin AC, Phenergan with codeine, and then those are in the level 5. They basically are medications that have a little bit of level 3 or 4 in them, so to speak. And that's your list of controlled substances. So it'll be interesting to see whether they knock marijuana down at all and if they knock it down to that class. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.